Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking kind of a fascinating trip
Yeah, where are we headed?
into the really specialized world of high-stakes visual communication. Our mission really is to track this amazing 20-plus year career,
Okay.
someone who's mastered one incredibly technical but, absolutely vital area, digital color management.
Ah, okay. So we're going deep on color. And yeah, you're right, it's vital. We're looking beyond just like the resume bullet points here.
Exactly.
This career, it seems defined by being color critical, which means basically the entire focus is making sure the color is absolutely accurate, totally consistent.
Start to finish.
Yeah, from the digital capture, the photo, all the way to the final print, whether that's industrial scale or fine art.
We've got sources that really paint a clear picture. Three core things stand out: digital imaging expert, color expert, and project management. But the real story, I think, is how this super deep technical skill gets leveraged, how it unlocks massive business potential.
Driving global product strategy, generating millions in revenue. It's about turning that technical know-how into business growth.
We need to kind of unpack the how behind that success.
It's a perfect case study, really, how that technical rigor becomes like the ultimate strategic lever. So where should we start? Most recent roles.
Yeah, let's start there. The high-level corporate stuff first. Between 2020 and 2024, our expert was the Professional Imaging Product Manager at Ipsan America.
Okay, Epson, big name.
Big name. And this position was focused on their flagship line, the SureColor P series, professional photographic printers, and all the software that goes with them.
Right, the P series, that's serious hardware for pros. So this is a major product leadership role.
Definitely.
They weren't just, shuffling marketing brochures. They were guiding the actual strategic product development, the planning for that whole P series portfolio.
Right. We're talking product roadmaps, pricing, positioning, even end-of-life stuff. They owned it.
And the sources mention a lot of global coordination, right?
Huge amount. Managing the entire product life cycle meant working super closely with sales teams, key customers, and critically, the main engineering teams who are based in Japan.
Okay, wow. That's where the technical expertise becomes absolutely non-negotiable, isn't it?
Has to be.
Because you've got these high-end photographers, print shops demanding really specific features, pinpoint color accuracy, and that feedback has to be translated perfectly into engineering specs halfway around the globe. You're basically the voice for North America's pro users.
Making sure the hardware actually delivers that color quality everyone expects.
Exactly.
And it wasn't just internal stuff. The role involved a ton of external engagement, too, like being the main product expert, doing live webinars, in-person
For
demo.
really specialized audiences, right? B2B, B2C customers, the
Yeah, the
resellers.
whole channel. They were basically the chief evangelist and the top technical troubleshooter all rolled into one.
Which makes sense. You absolutely have to speak the language of color science fluently. You need that credibility to earn the trust of pros who rely on these printers for their livelihood.
Totally. Okay, so let's step back just a bit. Before Epson, there was HP Inc.
Right.
from 2017 to 2019. The role was Advanced Technical Consultant and Strategic Account Manager.
And this sounds like a really critical mission, protecting supplies growth, specifically ink, in some of the biggest latex industrial inkjet accounts.
Yeah, and get this. They were one of only two people on the team covering the entire USA for this specific, very lucrative industrial segment.
Wow, only two. So the goal was protecting that recurring revenue, the ink supplies, which for any printer company, that's the lifeblood, right?
Absolutely. But protecting it wasn't just about making sales calls. The core strategy was all about leveraging that deep technical knowledge.
Okay, how so?
Well, think about it. These industrial accounts, they're running massive volumes. Any tiny slip-up in color, any wasted material because the files aren't right, that costs them serious money.
Millions. Right, so our expert used their deep understanding of color workflows to actually solve these ongoing expensive problems for the clients.
Exactly. And the proof, well, it's in the numbers. They grew supplies revenue, the ink sales, by an average of 33% quarter over quarter with their biggest account.
Hold on. 33% QOQ growth in industrial ink. That's huge. Staggering,
It
actually.
really is.
And that kind of growth, it doesn't just happen from a clever sales pitch. It sounds like it came from earned trust.
That's what the sources suggest. They became so essential for fixing color and workflow issues that the client basically gave them permission to do company-wide consulting and training.
Ah, so they shifted perception, not just a vendor pushing ink, but more like an internal consultant making things run better, reducing waste.
Precisely. And that reliance directly led to more reliable ink usage, win-win.
Makes sense. And just for context, when we say HP latex industrial inkjet, what kind of printing are we talking about?
We're talking big printers, using large rolls of flexible stuff, vinyl, fabrics, paper, and also printing on rigid boards. They use specialized inks, solvent-free latex inks.
Okay. So managing color on all those different materials, vinyl, textiles, wood, glass, maybe that's way more complex than just printing on paper in an office, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Geometrically harder. It requires real mastery of the whole process.
Got it. And the sources also mentioned they helped introduce new rigid print technology to these clients.
Yeah, opening up totally new product lines for them, like printing directly onto glass or wood.
Which would just cement their role as a vital strategic partner, not just a supplier. That's a great example of how deep technical skill scales up into commercial leadership.
Okay, speaking of leadership, let's pivot a bit. Away from the huge multinational corporations.
Right.
And look at the entrepreneurial phase. Because before HP, our expert was actually the CEO of a company called Imagine Digital.
Oh, interesting. From 2013 to 2016.
That's right. And this part of the story shows how they applied that technical knowledge, not just as a consultant, but as a business strategist, making pretty high-stakes investment choices.
So what was the move?
They took an existing company, one focused on pre-media and digital offset printing, and pivoted it, decisively transitioned it into the large format industrial print markets.
Okay, that sounds like a major shift and probably expensive. Why move away from digital offset into large format?
Good question. It seems the market was changing. The real high margin opportunities were emerging in that large format, specialty graphics space. Think vehicle wraps, environmental graphics, decor.
Ah, okay. And the expert saw that coming.
And knew which technologies could deliver. They understood that things like HP latex, UV curable printers, they offered better versatility, better durability for those applications. That justified the big investments.
So they led these major capital investments. New printers, digital cutting equipment, basically restructuring the whole business.
Pretty much. And the results, well, they speak for themselves. The company grew from about $900,000 in revenue to $2.1 million in just 3 years.
Wow. From 900K to 2.1 million, that's more than doubling. That really shows successful strategy execution. They clearly knew which technical horse to back.
And it seems this growth wasn't accidental. It culminated in acquiring another company, Mobius Digital Color, in 2015.
Okay, integrating that.
And then the strategic sale of the whole combined company to another firm, L plus L Printers, later that same year.
So it looks like a planned acceleration, really, aiming for a successful exit. Very smart.
Right. And after the sale, they didn't just leave. They stayed on for a year as a print consultant at L plus L Printers.
Okay. Sort of bridging the gap. And this role sounds like it connects the technical expertise directly back to real-world field work.
Exactly. Managing top accounts meant they were the person you call for the really complex, large-format jobs. Vehicle wraps, big wall and window graphics, temporary signs, decor projects.
Right. Because when the client's installing this massive wall graphic in their fancy corporate lobby, and suddenly the blue in the logo looks off.
Yeah, you don't call the salesperson.
No way. You call the color expert immediately.
It really highlights that technical consulting here isn't just about tweaking software settings, is it?
Not at all. It's understanding how color behaves with light, with different textures on the substrate, dealing with large-scale installation problems. This experience seems like it really rounded out their ability to diagnose process failures, not just check technical specs.
Okay, so we've tracked that strategic rise, the corporate wins, the entrepreneurial success. Now let's jump back, way back.
Digging into the roots.
Yeah, let's examine the deep technical foundation that really forged this specialization. We need to understand where that color expert identity was first built.
Makes sense. We can trace formal management roles back to 2009 to 2013. They were the color division sales manager at a place called Repro AUS.
Repro AUS. And this role was about building a new color department basically from the ground up.
Yeah.
Handling complex print jobs, both aqueous and UV printing.
And the client list from that time, it kind of underscores how critical the work was, right? San Diego Airport Authority, Time Warner Cable, the San Diego Natural History Museum.
Yeah, big names. Institutions that demand absolute brand consistency across all sorts of different printed materials.
But the real deep tech foundation, that goes back even earlier. If we go back to 1999, maybe 2001, we hit the software development core.
Where?
at Colorblind Software. They were the lead application engineer.
Colorblind Software, I remember them. They made some really specialized tools, didn't they?
Exactly. Products like Colorblind Professional Color Management Software, Colorblind Edit, Colorblind Parachute, stuff for serious color work.
So being lead application engineer there, what did that involve?
It sounds like everything. The duties listed are super comprehensive. Product technical support, QA, quality assurance, even R&D. Plus, they were the certifications instructor and the lead instructor for the whole Colorblind Academy.
Okay, so they weren't just using the tech. They were helping define it, validate its quality, and teach everyone else how to use it properly. That's deep mastery.
Absolutely. To do R&D and lead the training, that means you don't just know the science cold, you can break down incredibly complex ideas and communicate them clearly. That kind of rigor definitely laid the groundwork for auditing those huge HP accounts years later.
No doubt. And we can go back even further, right? To the very beginning, 1994 to 1998.
Yeah, the role was a digital imaging specialist for emerging technologies at Nelson Keystone.
Nelson Keystone. And this is, wow, this is taking us back to the dawn of high-quality digital imaging as we know it.
Pretty much. The role sounds groundbreaking for the mid-90s. Duties included technology integration, R&D on new workflows, and cutting-edge ICC profiling.
ICC profiling. Okay, maybe break that down quickly for listeners not steeped in color science.
Sure. An ICC profile is basically like a complex mathematical fingerprint for a device, a monitor, a scanner, a printer. It describes exactly how that specific device reproduces color.
Okay.
And the goal is to use these profiles so the color you see on your screen actually matches the color that comes out of the printer, no matter what devices you're using. Consistency.
And doing that was revolutionary back in the mid-90s.
Oh, absolutely. Digital photography was still really finding its feet in professional workflows. People were skeptical.
Right. Film was king.
Totally. So when the source calls this emerging digital photography evangelism, that's not an exaggeration. They were essentially selling the whole concept that digital could reliably replace analog film.
And demonstrating that, showing consistent capture-to-print workflows using this brand new ICC tech.
That was pioneering work. It needed serious technical chops and the ability to persuade people.
And we should probably mention the education that started it all. A Bachelor of Arts from UC San Diego.
Hmm?
Social Sciences and Visual Arts, but with a concentration in photography.
Yeah, that context is interesting. It shows that creative eye, that visual arts background, driving the need for technical precision.
It's not just about the numbers and the science.
Right. Often the highest levels of color science really benefit from understanding how we actually perceive color visually, aesthetically. And the final print usually serves a creative purpose anyway. It's kind of the perfect mix. Art, technology, and business savvy.
So let's try and synthesize this. Looking at this whole 20-year plus journey, What's the defining thread? What does this color expert trajectory really tell us?
I think the key takeaway is the power and the portability of really deep, specific technical knowledge.
Okay.
This career shows this seamless movement, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Between these highly specific foundational technical roles like software QA, ICC profiling back in the day, and then applying that directly to high-level strategic business decisions.
Like running a $2.1 million print business or driving global product strategy for a major printer line at Epson.
Exactly. The distinction is really important here. A color expert in this context isn't just someone who knows how to use the tools well. They're like a system architect.
Someone who uses that technical precision to unlock serious business value, to lead product strategy across countries.
Yeah. And this level of expertise, it's validated by some pretty significant recognized credentials, too.
Right. The courses list things like Apple Certified Trainer for Color Management.
Mm-hmm. X-Rite Color Expert.
Yeah.
G7 Master Proofer.
Okay. G7 Master Proofer. What does that mean in practice? What does that certify?
G7 is a methodology, really. It defines specific ways to calibrate printing presses and proofing systems based on achieving neutral gray balance.
Okay.
So becoming a G7 master proofer means you're an expert in implementing that process control. You know how to make sure print quality is incredibly consistent, predictable, whether you're printing a high-end photo book or a massive industrial banner.
So these titles aren't just badges. They confirm real mastery in both the theory and the practical application of color standards. You know, this whole career path, it really demonstrates that highly specific, almost niche technical knowledge isn't necessarily a narrow career track.
No, quite the opposite. It can be the engine for executive leadership, for strategic influence in global markets.
Which kind of leaves us with a final thought, doesn't it? A question for you, the listener, to maybe mull over.
Yeah. Given this trajectory, we've seen this complete merger of super specific technical skill, like color science, with top-level project and product management. Where do you think the next big challenge in optimizing visual workflows will pop up globally?
Good question. Is it going to be in creating hyper-realistic packaging? Mm-hmm. Maybe super high-speed, accurate textile printing?
Or maybe something completely different, like ensuring absolute color accuracy as we spend more time in purely virtual or augmented reality environments. Where does that deep knowledge apply next?
It's about applying two decades of deep insight to whatever the next frontier of visual output turns out to be. Really fascinating stuff.
Definitely.
Thanks for diving deep with us today.